Radio Prague News.
Details have been released about Wednesday's funeral procession of the late ex-president Václav Havel. French President Nicolas Sarkozy will be among the world leaders attending Václav Havel's funeral. And Czech MPs have passed a bill allocating gambling revenues to the state and municipalities. The authorities on Tuesday released details about Václav Havel's funeral procession. The casket with the remains of the late Czech president will leave the Prague Crossroads Center in Prague's Old Town, where it has lain in state since Monday, at 8 a.m. on Wednesday. The casket will be placed on the same gun carriage that was used in the funeral procession of Czechoslovakia's first president, Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, in 1937. And will be drawn by three pairs of horses. The procession will cross Charles Bridge and move up to the Prague Castle area, where it should arrive by 10 a.m. After a brief ceremony at the Castle Guard barracks, the coffin will be transported to the Vladislav Hall of Prague Castle, where it will remain until Friday's funeral ceremony. Václav Havel's widow, Dagmara Havlová, has invited the public to join the procession. The lower house of the Czech parliament on Tuesday honored the late president, playwright and human rights advocate Václav Havel. The MPs held a minute of silence and the speaker of the house, Miroslava Němcová, read out some of Václav Havel's quotes. The lawmakers also listened to an address by Václav Havel to the lower house from 2003. The ceremony concluded with the Czech national anthem. French President Nicolas Sarkozy will attend the funeral of Václav Havel in Prague on Friday, his office said on Tuesday. Mr. Sarkozy will be one of many world leaders attending the funeral of the late Czech president and playwright. Along with U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and the former U.S. President Bill Clinton, as well as the presidents of Slovakia, Germany, Austria, Poland and other countries. The funeral of Václav Havel, who died on Sunday, aged 75, will be held in Prague's St. Vitus Cathedral on Friday. The ceremony will begin at noon. Amidst media speculation that the Kremlin ignored the death of former Czech leader Václav Havel, the Russian embassy in Prague on Tuesday said an official condolence was sent to President Václav Klaus on Monday. A spokesman for the embassy said the condolence on behalf of the Russian Federation's leaders, President Dmitry Medvedev and Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, was sent through diplomatic channels to Prague Castle. The spokesman also said the embassy had not received an official invitation for the funeral. In other news, the Czech lower house on Tuesday passed a new bill allocating revenues from gambling to the state and municipalities. If the bill is signed into law by the president, municipalities will keep 80% of revenues from gambling machines, and the rest will go to the state budget. Local authorities will also keep 70% of revenues from casinos, lotteries and other games. The new legislation should enter into force in January 2012. The gambling taxation bill, part of the government's tax reform package, was originally approved by the lower house in November, but left a loophole for lottery firms to use part of the revenues for charitable projects of their own choice. The bill was amended in the Senate, which removed the loophole before returning it to the lower house for the final vote. President Václav Klaus has appointed MP Alena Hanáková the new culture minister. Ms. Hanáková is a member of the Mayors and Independence Party, which is associated with TOPO 9, and was formerly the mayor of the Moravian town of Vizovice. Her main task in heading the Ministry of Culture will be completing the restitution of church property. She replaced fellow party member Jiří Besser, whose departure from the cabinet last week was compelled by the fact that he had failed to report property and business interests in the United States in his property statement. The Czech opera singer Václav Zítek died on Tuesday at the age of 79, a spokesman for the Czech National Theatre said. Václav Zítek's refined vocal performance made him an exceptional singer, particularly in pieces by Bedřich Smetana. The baritone singer spent 25 years as a soloist in the opera of Prague's National Theatre. In 2007, he received the prestigious Czech Theatrical Award Thalia for lifetime achievement. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The next few days will be mostly overcast with rain and snow in places. Daytime highs should range between 0 and +4 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.